Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and here we are to have another wonderful night show with some sample clearings for everybody. So if you wish to come on the fast chat, you can type in information, questions, etc. We'll see if we can get to some of those there. So the newest event happening will be the next month, one day away here, which will be the shadow body clearings the last three Sundays. And that will be in August. And from there, it'll be 8-hour calls the last three Sundays, plus our 4-hour ascension call on Saturday. The week before, it'll be shadow bodies. It'll be body organs. What we're going to be working with, taking shadow bodies from them, doing shapeshifters, and many other types of alien life forms, the little critters, the worms, the spiders, many other things. So we'll do some clearing now. I'll start to do clearings from everybody on their different entities that would be in the body. Now, these are Earth-based entities. So as I do this, I'll see if Sylvia's out there, and she can come on, and I'll start my clearings. Since we have a show here that we could do a little more time, we might do that. But if not, we'll just save some time and have her come on. And maybe you can get some questions, Sylvia, from the last show, possibly, if we have any leftovers there. Or so are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. And, well, you're doing that, Ron. I think I'll just talk a little bit more about what you were just talking about as far as how to find out more about all those events and so on. You can go to Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and on the left-hand side of the page is the menu bar, and all the way down at the bottom section in the networking section, you're going to see a line that says upcoming expos and events, and you can just click on that, and that takes you to the calendar of all these upcoming events that Ron was talking about. So in case you didn't catch the dates, they're right there. And so definitely mark your calendar for those four very special events in August. The 15th, Saturday the 15th, for the special 4-hour Ascension Healing Session. And then the three wonderful healing intensives on August 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Those are the Sunday 8-hour sessions. So when you do go to Ron's website, there's a lot of wonderful things that you can check out there. A lot of information about the Ascension, about the Creation Light Ship, about the pure divine energies that come from the Light Ship. There's a wonderful page for emergency help when you need it. There's lots of online healings that you can participate in and take part in that are interactive healings. That you can do any time, no matter what time zone you're in or any time during the day or night, those healings are available to you. And we haven't really talked about this recently, but there's a great section on there called Personal Divine Activation. And Ron, can I talk about that for a minute if you're still clearing? Are you still clearing, Ron?
Yeah, I'm doing the second chakra area right now, so yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay,
and I'll be
great.
Done probably in about 3 minutes.
Okay, great. So there's the Personal Divine Activation section, and it has three specific sections. One's for water activation, one's for objects, and one's for divinely activated pictures. So I want to talk right now about the personal object activation. And that is where you can actually go on anytime, night or day, and have the light beings activate with divine energy any particular object that you have that you would like to have activated. And you can simply pay for that by the object. It's $1 per object. Or you can go on for unlimited usage for $30 a month and have anything you want activated any time of the night or day. And there's a weekly option also, but I wanted to kind of go through the list of things that are on the drop-down menu for activation. beverages, so anything that you would want to drink, that you would want to have a particular energy infused into that beverage, you can use that. There's one for body lotion, for clothing, for your crystals, for essential oils that you might use, for your food, your gemstones, your jewelry, your music, pendants. You can do pet collars and things for your pets. You can activate your shampoo, your soap, your toothpaste, any type of body care product. And anything that's not on that list of in the drop-down menu, it doesn't matter. You can just simply do a customized one. So let's say you have something that you would like to have activated that's not on that list. You just type it into the customized box. And then once you've selected what it is that you want to have activated, you can just actually also select what type of energy you'd like to have activated in that object. And again, the sky is the limit. You can customize anything that you want if it's not on that list. And I'll just read off a few of the ones that are on the list. One is abundance and prosperity. Another is being heart-centered, being non-judgmental, body pain release, emotional well-being, enhanced creativity, entity repellent for either earth-based or off-planet types of entities, hormone balance, life force energy, love energy, mental well-being, peace and joy, protection from EMF radiation, protection from psychic attacks, protection from mind control, and there's more. And again, you can customize anything particular that you need. So once you've set up what it is you want, you just hold the object in your hands and you start your activation, and the light being will come through the picture there and activate that object. So it's really wonderful, and we don't talk about it that much on the radio, but it's a fabulous opportunity to keep yourself in that beautiful divine energy and have the light beings work with you for whatever it is you need in the moment on that particular day, depending on what's going on in your life at the time. So probably right now it's a good time to turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we just finished a little bit ago. I'm going to do a spirit integration now, spirit retrieval. I'm going to call it a soul retrieval, but on the light ship, everything is spirit. So I use the word spirit almost all the time. So here we go. Coming into your body more with your spirit energy, and your spirit will know how to come in. It's done this many times before, but now it's cleaned off. Before it left in the trauma and the fear and the anxiety, and it could have been away from you for, 20, 30 years, these little fragment pieces. So each time we do this for everybody, you get a little bit more of yourself with you. And check out your eyes after this here. If your eyes are brighter, that's because you have more of you with you. So here we go. And that's the way to tell if somebody's in the body too. If you're working with somebody, maybe in the workplace or talking with people, look at their eyes. If their eyes are all glossed over, then the communication getting through to them probably is not going to be there, because you're talking to an entity. So you're talking to a ghoul, and these things just will take up all of your time, suck your energy, and that's what happens. So if you really want to get present with somebody or have somebody present with you, check out their eyes. If their eyes are glossed over, don't waste your time. So because they're, who's in there is listening, and that entity could leave, and they wouldn't even know about the conversation that the person had with you. So like I said, don't waste your time, and plus they're trying to probably cord you to suck your life force energy. I don't get into that too much. I talk about it slightly, but that's what happens. So the longer that you have a conversation with somebody, like on the telephone or something like that, just think of these tentacles coming around you and taking away your life force, and they can stick to you and come into you. So it's probably best to always have really short conversations with people and talk in headlines versus, long sentences, because the more that you have to describe and explain yourself, the more the web is being woven around you and also them at the same time. Remember, just because they're putting an energy field to you doesn't mean that you're not doing one back to them as you're listening. So here we go. Coming into your body, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll kind of go a little step further here. You should feel a little more, more in your body, a little more alert. We've probably all been out there going to some lecture or something, right? And a person is kind of boring up on the stage, and they're talking, and you probably can't get away because you're in the center seat of an aisle with maybe 30, 40 people. So you're sitting there listening, and all of a sudden you say, well, I'm going to go to sleep. Well, what do they really do to you? All that slow talking, the boring talking, probably quartered you to death, literally, and you went to sleep. And I'm sure everybody out there listening probably has had that event or situation happen when they couldn't really escape to get away. And so your body was still connected even though you didn't want to listen to them. So you just strictly fell asleep and they started sucking away your life force energy. And then you get out of there and you walk around and you're kind of tired and you yawn a lot. Well, that's because the person talking was probably connected to something other than himself naturally. Something was channeling through him and connecting to you. And he was just the medium to bring the energy through. So anyway, just food for thought there. Okay, Sylvia, let's do a chakra alignment. Here we go. Heart chakra. There we go. Throat chakra. Third eye. Power chakra. Second chakra. Oh, man, that one's out on a lot of people. Holy cow. Man, I guess the call's holy. Here we go. Moving this around here. There we go. Okay, first chakra. Good. We're doing an opening now. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Going down below the heart. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, let's pick up some requests from the fast chat. We have a request from Nancy and Angel. May we please have a sample of the August frequencies?
Sure, we'll do that. So this here is going to be what we're doing on the 8-hour calls. I'll give you a little sampling for that. And for the newcomers, these calls are just so beneficial. What actually happens is we start releasing alien life forms from you. And we're going to concentrate this time our alien life forms that are in your internal organs. So we're calling it, something like the organ rejuvenation series here. So it'll be for three consecutive 8-hour times. So what we're going to do now is we'll focus on, I'm getting liver. So let's do people's livers. Now, you may or may not feel this depending on how sensitive you are. And we're going to first take out an octopus energy out of your liver. So here we go. And I'll just count to 10 to release it here. So if you feel any pain in your body, that could be as it's releasing from you with the tentacles, the little suction cups. Remember, they connect to you. So here we go. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That one's released. And let's also, out of the liver, release some of the jellyfish energies. Okay. Here we go. And just kind of take a note on how you're feeling. 1, or ask your body. 2, 3, 4, wow, 5, oh man. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to take out some shapeshifters. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, oh, that one's real rough, too. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then our favorite one, we'll say, is that the shadow body's here. Here they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do some of the energies that kind of look like black snakes out of your liver. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, man. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll see if we have any fast chat people coming on, or if you want to call up and explain how you feel right now with this healing, that would be wonderful, too. We're on station 2. Maybe you can get the phone number, Sylvia, and maybe somebody could also maybe type it into the fast chat here. I'll do one other energy out of your livers. And here we go. Let's do the white snakes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, if you happen not to feel anything happening to you, and you normally do, okay, very possibly you are connected, corded to someone else, and this energy is also going from you to them, and maybe they're getting the healing and you're not, so you want to make sure that you're not corded to anybody. I had somebody asking me that question quite a while ago, and so thought I'd bring it up this time, because sometimes the energies that's going to you for healing gets taken away by someone else who's corded to you heavily. So that's another way of looking at why healings don't work for some people. So here we go. And I'll do one more energy out of the liver. And you might actually feel yourself changing. If you have a liver problem, I typically, at least I think, I could be wrong with this, but I believe that people normally get like circles underneath their eyes, okay, when your liver is toxified. And so I'll just see if your eyes tend to change a little bit, the circles. So here we go. We're going to take out one more energy. And this one here is the energy that kind of looks like a tapeworm in a sense, okay? This is another worm energy. So here it comes, and these are energetic. So they're not necessarily the way you physically would see them here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do one more here. So let's give you an idea of what we're doing on these calls here. If you're listening, it's well worth having done to go on these things. Because you're on the light ship all the time. In fact, the people that were on the last call will be on the light ship until tomorrow. So you're on the light ship continuously after each call for 1 week. And the light ship will still work with you and do integrations and take these things out of you that's from the body parts of yours, body pieces in quarantine. So next one here, I'm looking to see which one they want to take out. This one here... boy, can't describe it. This kind of looks like a sucker fish in a way, okay? But it's white in color. So here we go. We'll just call it a sucker fish. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I'm getting chills. Wow, this is heavy. 1, 2, 3. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. I'm going to get some water real quick here.
Okay, great. Well, that was awesome. I'm sure everyone is feeling lighter in their liver as a result of that. And it seems like there's quite a few people that were yawning and having different reactions during that on the fast chat. So something was happening, that's for sure. Let's see. I wanted to give the phone number. Thank you, Heal, for typing that into the fast chat. But if you're listening and you want to know what phone number to call in, if you'd like to call in live tonight, since it's Friday night, we're on Station 2. The number is 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And we welcome you to call in with any kind of questions for Ron or comments about the healings or requests to experience samples of any of the healings that are available. And we just love to talk to you. And Ron, whenever you're back from getting your water.
I had to get recharged up slightly. Here is some water. That's a pretty heavy-duty clearing here. So
doing
for 24 hours. So you should feel pretty good after, you know, these 3 weeks here. Anyway, so back to you, Sylvia. So what should we do?
We have some questions. If you want to take a couple of questions while your energy is coming back up.
Great. That'd be fine.
Okay. We had a question. I think it was Pauline was just asking, if we were on the intensive healing session last Sunday, does that mean that we're still on the ship now?
Yeah, of course. You'll be on it until next Sunday, or this coming Sunday, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay,
so,
great.
So they are doing healings on everybody who was present on the calls. And so, you'd be on the light ship for typically 1 month of time. And they're taking out these particular shadow bodies and other things in you. If you knew how you looked up there and how fragmented you looked, with what the dark side has done to you, it would look like I don't even want to describe it to you. It'd be mincemeat, basically, yeah. So just think of the worst situation that you could possibly see your body in, and that's how you're looking. So, and this is what the people have done to us. The most current thing was, firing the grid. I got a lot of pictures of the ship clouds here from Mount Shasta, and man, they just came in here like crazy to try to steal the mountain energy. So what basically happened is, if you want to look at the movie The Mist, these do-gooder people thinking that the spirit of the planet doesn't know how to handle itself and that they're better and smarter than it is, wanted to bring in energies outside of this planet's energy, unrelated to it, which are the alien forces, the ETs, and these people brought these energies here, and all of a sudden, everybody on this planet who's physical like us and animals and everything else will have to deal with what they've done. And they brought in just all these horrific energies here, which is, what the dark side wants to have happen to eliminate the process of ascension even happening here. This is why they're doing that. So I'll talk about just kind of switching gears a little bit. I got an email from somebody just recently, and I guess they were, in a sense, website looking or looking at YouTube, and they came upon a rock group with the initials, which you could type into YouTube, BWO. So I think they got together the way it's kind of sounded by looking at things in 2004 and became successful in 2006. Now, the BWO stands for Bodies Without Organs. Well, that's what we're talking about here, folks, about a lot of these healings. And if you go on and look at them on their videos, one of their songs had to do with something about America. I forgot what it was. Another one talked about, I think, the rain or something. And watch these people performing and singing. And you're going to notice that somehow, just check their eyes out, okay? I can't say too much, but their eyes look a little funny, and so does their physical appearance. So that's about all that I can really say. Just, they might be in costume, I can say that. That's why they're looking that way. So that's my disclaimer. They're wearing costumes, okay? So just check them out for yourself. And just see what you think of what they're talking about in their songs and their videos. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think earlier when you were talking about courting and how people get courted and that other people can, steal or suck out your life force energy with the courtings, there was a question about families and family members, and don't, I think the question was, don't family members tend to, you know, kind of court each other kind of continuously?
Well, that is true, yeah. So this is why people become tired. You know, a lot of people, as you may know, they get a family, and maybe before they had a family or children, let's put it that way, or maybe when they were single, they felt a lot of energy. Then they maybe got married, and all of a sudden they felt their energy leave them a little bit because they're now in a relationship, which was the other partner courting them. And then they have children. And I think the commonality there of people talking, they always talk about how drained they are. And normally it goes to that their children are draining them. You probably have all heard this. So I'm not saying anything that's new. Well, why are the children draining them? Because the children are quartered to that person. So they're taking that life force energy. And now I'll go a step further. So are these children using that life force energy for their own body? Or is there entities, shapeshifters, ET worms, etc., in that body taking the energy from you? So that's another way of looking at this here. So this is why you want to always get rid of the cords around your body so that you're not a victim to losing your life force energy. So when you get worked on by, say, any practitioner, doesn't matter what they're doing to you, okay? So any practitioner that does an energy transfer to you of some sort, you know, that energy could also be going to 500 people. And we think that these people are humans, okay, that is going to, and it could be extraterrestrial life forms inside of that body. And what normally happens is sometimes people will come into your life to visit you sometimes, or you may see people that you haven't seen for a long time. You feel great. You have a lot of energy, and you get this phone call saying, you know, Uncle Harry's coming over, you know, to see you for maybe a week because he's now, you know, in the state that you're in, and you know how he travels, you know, all the time, and now he's in your state, so he'd like to stay with you for a week. And all of a sudden, you hear about Uncle Harry, and your energy kind of drops, because right away, when you heard Uncle Harry's energy system, these ET life forms are putting out tentacles, and they already hooked up the person who is talking to you, and now those tentacles went from them to you, and all of a sudden, you feel drained because of Uncle Harry. You haven't seen him physically yet, but you're now in anxiety about him coming to stay with you. Well, that's what happens. And so we typically think that the energy systems of us that, you know, you're giving away your spirit energy to the body of a person, and that's going to help them. This is what courting basically is. Well, it's also going to the extraterrestrial life forms. And I'm sure that as I'm talking here, the people that have been on these eight-hour calls that we've had eliminating these things are on the same page as me completely. To someone else who hasn't been on these calls, you may not even understand what I'm talking about. But the people who have been on the calls, I'm sure, know exactly what I'm saying. A lot of people, after these calls, don't want to shake hands with people. They just sort of like do little prayer hands and bow to people because they don't want to have their life force taken from them. They don't want to be indoctrinated, or not indoctrinated, but that too, but they don't want to have the energy from their body, from their spirit, go to something else that's a foreign entity. And this is the whole process, is to get you more in your body, but you can't give away your energy. Being in your body 100%, if you gave all your energy away, then what good would it be to have your spirit with you? Because it's going feeding everybody else. And this is why, for, you know, people talk about healings, you know, that people think, well, I'm going to be a healer to heal all these people. Well, then you're hooked up to all these people. Very bad news. So I don't recommend doing healing on anybody. That's if you ask me right up front, that's what I tell you. Don't do anything. And you say, well, what about you? Well, I somehow have this other connection where I can run the energy through my body instantly and it gets cleansed out of me. So that's how I work. But most people don't have that luxury. But, you know, I would never want to do healings on people knowing that I'm taking on their stuff. And that's why they say most healers die at a young age with all the illnesses that they, you know, came upon. And the dark side doesn't care. The dark side will give you all the energy, information about doing a healing on someone, and they just kill the ground crew. So they don't have any compassion, and this is why you see healers getting sick all the time Maybe they did a good practice. Maybe they worked for, you know, 10 to 30 years at what they're doing. And then all of a sudden you see them, and they're going down the tubes. And that's what happens. There's a couple people here in Mount Shasta that one lady is very well known. I won't bring up her name or anything, but I think she's on the last probably, you know, part of her life. And she has a lot of books out there about Mount Shasta. And it's just very, very sad how the darkness just eats up the ground crew here. So back to you, Sylvia.
So we have someone by the name of Sunshine with us on the Fast Chat, and they were asking if you could do a cording disconnection for us.
I guess that goes hand in hand, doesn't it, here?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, we're on
go.
The subject.
Yep, right on. So let's, I guess, let's do family members. So if you're married, let's do your spouse, okay? And if you're not and you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, then, you know, just think of them. Here we go. So sixth chakra, and I'll do it both ways, from them to you and you to them. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now let's do parents if they're living. Remember, if they're living or not, they're still connected to you. So here we go. Maybe you have genetics from them inside of you. That's hard to explain, but just believe me, it works. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I think probably most people out there have a job. So let's do the people in your workplace. Let's first do your boss, okay, if you know who your boss is. So here we go. If you have more than one boss, we'll disconnect more than one of them from you. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do the female people around you at your job that you may interact with. Remember, even if you don't interact with them, they still could be connected to you. Maybe you talked with maybe somebody, say, in the employment office where you work 6 months ago, and they liked your voice and they quoted your voice. Well, you know, they're still hooked up to you, even though you haven't talked with them for 6 months. So here we go, females. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now males. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And let's do the persons, the people next door to you, both sides, okay? Who probably see you come in and out of your house, apartment, maybe see you driving down the street in your car or something. So these are people that live in close proximity to you. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do a very interesting one now here. Let's do the last person that you talked with on the telephone. Remember, they come through the telephone at you, okay? And this is how they connect to you also. Remember, once you get an open heart, heart open to somebody, zap, they get you. So normally that's how the dark side works, through people. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This is why I normally, you know, say to just have a short conversation with someone, maybe no more than 15 minutes, because the more that you talk with somebody, the more that web is being rubbed around you. And it could be this extraterrestrial life form wanting you to keep talking because they're sucking out your energy or somebody else's. So you want to be very, very careful. And let's do pets, because pets do courting too. So here we go. And they could also be controlled by an entity, either, you know, physical entity, a person who, a ghost, could be an ET energy, could be a parallel planet or something. So here we go, pets. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And I'm yawning. Wow. Okay, Sylvia, I'll get some water here. Back to you.
Oh, that was incredible, all those different kinds. What an amazing experience. And a lot of insight into, you know, the multitude of the different ways that we can get corded throughout the day, you know, at work and on the phone and people around us and pets and that kind of thing. So let's see. Let me look at the fast chat and see what other questions we have, and also invite people to call in. We would love to talk to you live. Let's see. Well, Ron, when you come back, we had a request from Ed, and he wanted to, he just typed in dark side practitioner, so I think he's maybe asking for a sample of that, if that's something that you want to get into.
Sure, yeah, we could do that here. So, dark side practitioner, so I'll just describe that. This also is like courting. A true dark side practitioner would be a person who does witchcraft, spells, voodoo, etc., and even worse, okay? That's what you normally think about, say a witch doctor, okay? And also a dark side practitioner is somebody who thinks bad thoughts about you, which could be your neighbor and other things. So on the website we have, under the online healings, dark side practitioner clearing, and this is what you normally want to do to get people off of you, and to get rid of that mindset that they're transmitting to you as a program. Remember, they're activating a program in you, and then you have and follow that script of what they choose to have in that program. And that's kind of how it works. So let's do a sample here. And we also have the unlimited on that also. And that's $50 additional, and you can go on the site 24/7. And if people are having troubles with knowing that, you know, they're stuck in their job or they're stuck, period, it could be spells and witchcraft being done to you. Family members do it a lot to people. I won't go too much into that, but that's happened. So you're able to get in there and go on there maybe 2-3 times a day to get these things off of you. So this is what I recommend having done. If you get in there, do the unlimited and get on there. The first clearing that you have to do is a whole life clearing, and that's $5, I believe, times your age on this one here, I believe, and you want to get in there and do all your years, and then do that 4 times, because you want to get this stuff off of you, and then do the unlimited. So here we go. Do a sample of this here. So we'll go back 7 days, and, man, this is heavy. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Man, let me start over again here. This is getting kind of rough. So, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Wow, this is heavy. 3 days I got to clear here. Okay, clearing this here. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And a lot of stuff on today. I can actually feel it in my power chakra here. Wow. So, that means that people out there, could be you, are under psychic attacks here by people. Could be physical people. Could be aliens. Doesn't make any difference. It's still being done to you. It doesn't matter what the name is. So if you feel any relief from this clearing right now, you know, definitely take note and get that clearing done so you can get on the unlimited. These samples will not fix you, okay? I get people asking me all the time. They go, Ron, I listened to 10 of your BBS shows, and they did samples on this one clearing, and, you know, I'm only 25 years of age. And I did my whole lifetime. And I go, no, you can't just take each clearing and add them up. It doesn't work that way. You have to do the whole thing in one setting to have yourself cleared. So these are strictly sample clearings to show you that they work. And if you do feel something coming off you now and your energy is coming back to your body, maybe you have aches or pains or and pains leave you, then you know that you're under attack. And you want to get these things off of you. So this is what I'd recommend doing. That's why it's on there, to help people. Nothing else is going to help you. So here we go. There's no Earth-based technology here that's going to do this, what the light ship does. It doesn't exist here on this planet. Okay, I'm going to go over it again. 7 days ago cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, one more time. You may feel yourself getting lighter. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And one more time. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Wow, that's a heavy clearing. There's still a lot of stuff there, people. So hopefully the people that understand what I'm doing will have that clearing done. And definitely get on the unlimited. I think most people on this planet, from people thinking of you, you know, at your job place, your neighbors, your parents, all these energies, unless they're neutral, coming to you, are going to be from a dark side practitioner standpoint, okay? So just because, you know, you don't think that they're a dark person doing this, it could be a dark person inside of their body doing it, or they're just projecting thoughts to you, causing your body harm. So back to you, Sylvia.
So just coming from a real practical standpoint, I'm sure everybody can relate to, you know, they're going throughout their, you know, they're just going about their business through their week at work, taking care of things. Okay, and then suddenly you kind of run into somebody kind of out of the blue that just sort of slimes you, I guess would be the best word. Maybe they verbally attack you, or they, you know, just kind of dump on you, that kind of thing. So, Ron, is that what's appropriate, like, you know, for someone to get online and do? Would that fall under that dark side practitioner heading, or would you suggest something else? Ron, are you there?
Yes, still here. Yeah, I would get on that particular clearing, and remember, everybody who thinks a thought about you is going to do that to you, give you negative energy, and even positive energy. Remember, does your body want any energy that's not related to its own energetic system? No. And so when you send somebody energy, if you're not sending spirit energy from the heart, which most people are not doing, then you're giving them a psychic attack. So everybody who say things, good thoughts about someone, or maybe you're in an audience, you know, you just gave a lecture, and all of a sudden you get down and people start clapping, well, and thanking you for what you're doing, that's normally mental energy. So you could have 200 people in front of you, you know, sending you psychic attack energies because they liked what you said. Is it going to be hard energy? Maybe a few may have hard energy, but they're not taught that. So you're probably getting slimed, if you would, with all these people seeing you. So this is probably why there are some very sensitive people out there, you know, who don't want to go out of their house. And the more that you figure this out, the more you can probably understand that they're not really a weird type of person, you know, what most people would think of. They're protecting their energy field. And they're probably very in tune with life here. And most people are not. So, you know, these healings are very good to do. And do we have a caller online?
Yeah, I think we do. I want to come back to this subject, but let's take the caller right now. Who's with us, please?
Oh, hi. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to thank Ron for that healing of the August frequencies. And I was just curious about that sucker fish. I know our bodies or our livers are responsible for detoxing, and I'm just wondering what pharmaceuticals look like to Ron. Do those get stuck in our liver, and would that be like a sucker fish or something?
Oh, boy. I can't talk about pharmaceuticals, okay? I just can't go there because, you know, they're using mind energy to try to figure out a solution for something. So, naturally, if you use mind energy, what's the mind energy telling people to do? So I just really can't bridge that gap. But the sucker fish took me a while to kind of figure that one out. I looked at it, and I it kind of looked transparent. It looked white. It kind of, you know, in a sense, looked like a kind of like a halibut in a way. And then it changed forms on me. It's like a shapeshifter trying to look nice. It went into a snake form. And then it decided to look like a little small, like little fish, like a little minnow with a sucker on the end of it, on its lips. And so okay. I knew that it was a shapeshifter, so that's why I mentioned sucker fish. So that's what I saw of it. So remember, we have these alien parasites in us. And I think they're talking about this also, not alien ones, but parasites that people catch. I think it's on the History Channel now. I tuned into it, and they're talking about people who had bumps on their skin, and they felt things moving inside of them or crunching. And it's quite an interesting program. And then to see the doctors pull out these things out of their skin. And one little boy got blind because of it. Very sad because this particular whatever parasite or whatever went into one of his eyes. But anyway, they are kind of talking about that. But these things are invisible that we talk about, and they can cause, imagine, the same type of harm to us because they are taking our energy and lodging themselves someplace. And they also urinate energetically, and then all of a sudden you may wonder why you have fatty tissue on your body. Well, you have a lump. Well, it could be the secretions from these alien beings that are inside of you. So, did I answer your question, Nancy?
Oh, it does. Thank you. And part of my request in the August frequencies was at the beginning of the year, you had a frequency for every month.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, would you like to feel that frequency that we felt in August? In January?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
wonderful.
Do that.
Okay,
so here we
you.
Go.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for calling. So this is the energy of August. This is we had a special call, I think, the first week on a Saturday in August for people to sample each particular month's energy that would be here for Ascension. So this will be the Ascension energies for August. And here it comes, and I'll count to 10 as it comes in. And I think I'll put on some music for everybody so you can really enjoy this here. And hopefully I picked the right song here, so we'll see. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. the energy again. Here it goes. We'll have a little longer session here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. People ask me all the time about, gee, I've had this clearing done for myself, and I've asked my husband or my wife if they wanted to have this done, or I'd like to do my parents, and they don't have a clue of what's happening, and the first thing out of their mouth is, no, I don't want anything done to me, I feel fine. And so all of a sudden you feel disappointed because you know the benefit of all these clearings, and you want to help them out. So what we can do, and what you know, what the light shift does is if you wish to have someone else cleared, you just, you know, pay for the clearing and put their name in, and they will clear that person. Whether the person believes it or not, or even says no to a clearing, that's just their mind talking. Remember, entities like to say no, and their spirit would always say yes. So the light shift worships the spirit. And so if you wish to have one of your friends, family members, children, spouse done, that's definitely possible. You just pay for the clearing for them and put their name in, and it will be done on an absentee basis. And under the absentee basis, normally it takes 3 days to have the healing come into full effect on the person. They do maybe one third at a time each day. And then you can watch them change. I've done this for a lot of people this way. And they watch them, and sure enough, within 3 days, they're a different person. The person may say, gee, you know, I feel all this pressure is taken off of me. I can now smile where I couldn't smile before. Or, geez, what happened? You know, I used to hurt when I walked up upstairs, and now I feel fine. Or I had a hard time getting up because I had knee surgery or maybe hip joints put in. And all of a sudden, now when I get off the couch, the pain went away. I don't know what happened. Maybe it must have been that prescription drug that I took or something. Or, you know, I ate some special banana or something. You know, they don't always know what it is, and you don't have to even tell them. But they will get the benefit of the healing. And most people will relate to what they're doing at that particular time for the healing. So you don't even have to tell them anything. Just say, yeah, I guess that banana really helped you, you know. And that's how the healings work. So if anybody's done that, I'm sure they have. If you want to call in, that would be great. To we'll go maybe a few minutes over here. If you have done a healing for a friend of yours or family member, and you saw a change in themselves, the way they acted, responded, it could be emotional, it could be a physical thing. It'd be nice if to hear somebody come online just to say what has happened to somebody that they knew about on an absentee basis. So we'll see if anybody is brave enough to call in here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Well, Ron, we have Ren on the fast chat with us, and they would like to experience the mental body clearing. If we could do that, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so the mental body is kind of like taking your home computer, and maybe it has a little virus in it. Maybe it's running slow, too many programs running. So it kind of like reorganizes everything. It's like a system restore, so to speak, and you get done. For most people, what happens is they just feel better mentally. They can think quicker, and like I've said in the past, I would say probably a third of the people, looking back on it, that have done this clearing, tell me that they can actually see colors better. So I don't know what that means, why that mental clearing would do that, but remember, there's always benefits that are done. So here we go. And doing a mental clearing now. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, there we go. That's wonderful. So let's do another clearing here. And I don't think we didn't do the emotional one yet.
I don't think we did, Ron.
Okay.
That'd be great.
So here we go, an emotional clearing here. So go back 7 days. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days. A lot of stuff happened 4 days ago for somebody here. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, let's do a feeling body here. So it's the other side of the coin for the mental, for the emotional clearing. And remember, some people live in feelings, not in emotions. So if you do live in emotions, then this clearing will be like icing on the cake for you. So here we go. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. This is for people who feel that, the whole life expectancy, what they're dealing with, you know, was kind of overwhelming. So the feeling, the sensory body takes into a lot of energies that allow you to sample that you may not even know about. So, and normally it's just the standard senses that we have, but it goes much deeper than that. So if you're a homebody person, afraid to get out, you may want to experience the sensory clearing. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we were doing those the different cordings earlier, cording releases from family members and people and so on. But I don't think we really talked about the influence of other types of cordings like the earth grid lines, the planets, that kind of thing. So could you kind of talk about how those affect us, and maybe we could do a few samples before we end off?
Okay, so let's do a parallel lifetime clearing, and this works for your spirit, okay? So you may not feel this too much. You will feel your body change typically, but remember, your spirit's getting the benefit of this here. And so if you're not in touch with your spirit, you may not actually feel anything here. But we'll try this here. And I love this clearing because I love working with spirits. So here we go. So parallel lifetime on cloned planets and cloned bodies. So here we go. So 7 days cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. And this one here, you're probably going to feel more. This deals with your body energy. This is the planets. So the planetary clearing is very, very important to get rid of that natal chart that you have and to be able to live without the alien influences from the planets controlling you. Remember, this is how they choose to give you free will, free choice, by using the natal chart. So then you're having their free will, their free choice working through you. So here we go. 7 days ago cleared. Now I'm going to do 10 planets. So 10 planets cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared. And just kind of see how you're feeling. I'll put some music on now, seeing this experience, how you're feeling here. We'll go just a little bit over here. So here we go. Got a song coming up here. And walk around, maybe twist your body a little bit here. And do we have a caller online, Sylvia?
Yes, I believe we do.
Okay.
Anyone there?
Yeah, hi. Ron, it's Pauline.
Yeah, hi, Pauline. You're a little faint. You might talk a little bit louder.
Okay, I'm offering you a testimonial. Before, when I first met you, I didn't even have a clearing myself, the emotional clearing, and you and I were, visiting, and you did a clearing of my niece, and she had a lot of emotional issues in school, and when you did that, it just disappeared, and I never told my, I told my sister-in-law, but she didn't really take it, but I knew that that, what you had done for her, she was only 8 years old, and that changed her life. You know, she was in, like, special classes for emotionally, I guess, disturbances, and after that, she was no longer part of the class anymore. They put her in the regular classes, so I knew.
Oh, that's really
that,
good.
Yeah. And now, unfortunately, my mental stuff was telling me not to do any more clearings with you. It took me quite a while, a couple of years, before I finally went and did a lot more clearings with you. But I should have known that from that, you know, that time. But that was just my testimonial. Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you for calling. That's great. Yeah, so the clearings do work. And, you know, what probably happened with Pauline, since she mentioned that her mind was telling her not to come, you know, to have any clearings done, is what was probably, talking to her, and this happens to all of us, so I'm not picking on you, Pauline, and I know that she knows that, you know, that the stuff comes in us, and it doesn't want to leave, so it's going to tell you not to have anything done, you know, that you're perfectly fine, and, it just depends how strong and loud that voice is, and how much you rely on it, and once you realize that, you know, the dark side is talking, to you in your head, and that you have to go into your heart center, and it's hard to get there sometimes. We'll do this dropping right now, the mind to heart drop. This is your awakening consciousness, your mental body. You could call it the thoughts that you have that talk to you. Remember, everybody has a voice inside of their head. And so, what we want to do is drop that voice into your heart center. So here we go. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your head, your awakening thoughts. And first floor is where your spirit resides to get your guidance. And your spirit never goes into your head, okay? It's up to you to drop down to connect to it. I guess that's why in the Bible it says, you know, knock and the door will be open. You know, it's up to you to do this because, this is how it works. So here we go. Initially, that the humans, if they were ever in complete spirit consciousness, the whole body would have that consciousness. So there's no such thing as dropping your mind into your heart, because your whole body would be heart-centered, and it would be pure spirit living in your cells, around your cells, and in your whole body. And that's what we're trying to do for ascension, is to get back to that state here. So here we go. Here's the dropping down. So think of an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put another song on and stay with your spirit. We'll probably run about 10 minutes over here. So here we go.
Ooh.
so let's end the call with some beautiful light being energy here. So I think we're going to bring in the females first here. So everybody scroll down on the down on your page here about an inch down. And I was going to say on the bottom of the page, you can, if you want to be contacted with emails, we send out maybe two or three a month at the most, just saying what we're doing as far as special events. So if you go on there and type in your email address, just do so. And then you have to confirm it when it gets sent back to you. Otherwise, you won't be on it. So here we go. We're bringing the male energy or the females first. And bring up the light being on your monitor screen here, about an inch down on your scroll bar, Creation Lightship Healing. And here we go. Here comes the female. So we're bringing their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that's the female. Now we're bringing the males. And here they come. You can watch the monitor screen, and it will change a little bit as these different vibrations come in. So here comes the males. So stronger, 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 stronger. You might feel your room buzzing now, getting electrified. Stronger, 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 stronger. They want to come in some more. Boy, stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, so you can feel the males now. And next we'll bring in another one, which is non-gender. And we are putting together another page on the website for healing. And this one will be used for you to input a special condition that you're dealing with, whatever that would be. So you're able to go onto it and input into a text box what type of healing you would like. And this will be done by your year, so it'll be the same price, $5 times your age, and you'll be able to do the special clearing. So we're still putting that together. I think it'll be done probably within a week here. So just stay tuned for that, because I've had a lot of people asking for specific type of clearings. And the reason why we're doing this is because everything that you're dealing with starts off when you're first born anyway, and this DNA gets activated. So we have to go back year by year to do the clearing. So here we go. Going to bring in the non-gender light beings, and they're completely different. Here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, these feel very, very nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'll just put some music on here, and you can enjoy it. And then we'll be closing the show out here. So I'm looking for my little remote control here, which I don't see. Interesting, not in there. Well, let me see what I can do up here. So hit play. Maybe it'll come on. There we go. And we're off and running here. There's the remote. Okay. Had a paper on top of it. So just think of a thought that you want to have cleared. They can clear your mind. They can also clear physical problems that you're dealing with in your body. So just request your healing. And here we go. ending the show now. So remember, tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. It's Saturday at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. We'll be going to the Lightship, probably the first part of the show, for those of you back east who want to go to bed early, or a little bit earlier than normal on a Friday night, since it's midnight your time. So we'll probably go the first 15 minutes of the program. So we'll say blessings to all of you, and hope you enjoyed this show with all the different little samples that we do. So I'll just say in closing, have a wonderful day tomorrow and rest of the evening if you're still up here. So blessings, and I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ron, for the wonderful healings tonight. Thank all of you listeners for being with us and interacting on the fast chat and by calling in. It's wonderful to have this experience with you tonight. And enjoy the divine light beings that are with you now. And remember just to be there in your heart. Just let your mind be still and quiet and stay in your heart center and request your healing. So enjoy the beautiful light beings and the divine energy and that communication and communion from heart to heart. So we'll see you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific, for Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Good night, everyone, and blessings.
Blessings to all of you. Good night.